USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate could end the impeachment trial against President Trump as early as today. There will be a vote on whether to call witnesses, but it doesn't appear the Democrats have enough Republicans on their side to make that happen. Yesterday, in a final plea from the president's legal team, lawyer Pat Cipollone said,
"What are we dealing with here? We're dealing with a purely partisan impeachment with bipartisan opposition, no crime, no violation of law in an election year."
President Trump had a campaign rally in Des Moines, Iowa last night, looking directly at farmers as he touted the recent trade deals he signed.
USMCA all done, China all done. For the farmers, it's done, that I can tell you. You're going to have to get bigger tractors and a hell of a lot more land.
The Iowa caucuses are Monday, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
A well-known doctor in Los Angeles who knows a lot about mental illness and the homeless crisis there says he's not running for office, whatever the media says.
Dr. Drew Pinsky has been hammering California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff for not tackling the homeless crisis in his district.
People have been at me to kind of maybe run for office, and I started thinking, geez, I think I live in Schiff's district. Oh, my God, he is asleep at the wheel here. Mm-hmm. I should just run against him.
Dr. Drew, a guest on Fox and Friends.
Then somebody from The Hill came a-knocking, and so I did an interview with The Hill, and I don't do print because people distort everything you say, but this woman dutifully transcribed everything I said. I'm categorically not running. Right. At which point, every other news outlet in the country...
He's running!
News
off the table completely?
For now.
That report from USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Brexit is here. At 6 p.m. Eastern time today, the United Kingdom will formally leave the European Union. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The deadline has passed for an Idaho woman to prove that her missing children are alive. Lori Vallow was given until last evening to take her 7-year-old boy and 17-year-old daughter to authorities or possibly face contempt of court. Well, she never showed up. The kids haven't been seen since September. The grandparents of the missing children believe that Vallow is involved with what they call a doomsday cult. A football coach in Michigan off the job after just a week over comments he made about Adolf Hitler. Morris Berger resigned from his position at Grand Valley State University yesterday. He got into trouble when he was asked by a reporter which historical figure he'd like to have dinner with. His quick answer was Adolf Hitler. He said the Nazi leader's ability to lead was second to none. And Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, already the richest guy on the planet. But he got even richer yesterday after the online retailer posted earnings results in a matter of minutes. After the company released its quarterly earnings report, Amazon's stock jumped 12% in after-hours trading. That added about $13 billion to Bezos' fortune. In just that matter of minutes, Forbes estimates his net worth now at nearly $129 billion. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.